always say, it is we that come to church that will weep and gnash our teeth when we discover that these things that the preachers have been preaching is real, it's true. There's something about the sincere part of this service today. The preaching of the word. 1 Corinthians. I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5. And I'm reading from verse 9. That scripture says, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, that is, whether we are alive or we are dead, what will happen? We may be accepted of him, of Christ. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Every one of us will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. One sentence in verse 11. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, what do? We persuade men. The Apostle Paul is saying, knowing the terror of God. What is the terror of God? He told the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 29, he said, for God is a consuming fire. There's something awaiting a group of people on earth here. Hell. Revelation chapter 21. Can we read it? Chapter 20. Is this Bible that spoke about heaven? Is this same Bible that's speaking about hell? Revelation chapter 21, sorry. Revelation chapter 21. And let me read it. I hope I'm correct. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are there with me, from verse, let me read it from verse 5. Verse 5. It says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. No controversy. They are true. They are not lie. They are faithful. That is, it will come to pass. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I will give him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely, eternal life, baptism of the Holy Ghost freely. Verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But where I am going, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. See the category that we go to hellfire. See the category. Be fearful, number one. Be fearful. This fear here is not people who are afraid to die. There are a lot of people today. Nicodemus came in the night. He saw truth. He saw Christ. He said, we know that thou art a teacher sent from God. If you know, because he gave the reason, if you know, then why are you not identifying with him when you are supposed to be a servant of God? But he's afraid because he may lose his position in the Sanhedrin Council. So he comes in the night. There are people that are hiding here now. God brought you to Brother Assembly here to hear certain things. We are discussing at the back here with Evangelist Ike. When one of the prophets came, I was saying that we should give more time today to the prophets. And I told him, I said, no. We shall give more time to the word today. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you why. I told him, I said, the gift that we have is to cause attraction. For people to come and hear something. God is not coming here to entertain us. The gift, when Christ was healing and doing all the miracles and doing all the deliverance and everything, it was to call attention. He had a message from God to the whole world. The message is not healing and deliverance. But how will they know that he's from God? The power, the vindication, the gift. Something that man cannot do. It is God. We know the story of Moses. Moses was given a message to Pharaoh. Hallelujah. What was the message? Let my people go. Moses said, hey, I know these people. If I say God sent me, he will say, okay, which sign do you have to show me that it is God that sent you? I also know these Jews. They will begin to argue with me. Give me evidence that it is God that has sent me. He said, put your hand in your bosom, he put it. Bring it out, it was leprous. Put it back again, he put it back again. Bring it out, it was clean, restored, normal. He said, you are holding a stick in your hand. What do you have? It's a staff. He said, throw it down. He threw it down. It turned to a snake. Hallelujah. He said, pick it up. He picked it up again. And the snake turned to a stick again. And if you read that scripture, the Lord told Moses, if they will not believe the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the second sign. There is a voice that goes with every sign. Moses had a message, but so that the people would believe him, he was given a sign. And by that sign, everybody was forced to listen to him. Moses' ministry to Egypt. What was his ministry to Egypt? Is thus said the Lord, deliver a message. There's a message that God sent Moses to Egypt. The message is not to go and turn sticks to snakes. People will organize crusade and all the response from morning till evening is come and share testimony, 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 then 20 minutes exhortation from one scripture and there, power, 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 finish, then they go. Where you go? I go church. What did you hear? Had that God can heal. Is that the message? There are ministers today that have no message. They have no message. Praise the Lord. I preach a message running without a message. Get that tape where we looked at that young man, Ahimaaz. Praise the Lord. But that's not where I'm going. There's something we need to hear, brethren, that will anchor us. That will give us a true bearing. Because this program is baptism of the Holy Ghost. We did not write any other thing there other than baptism of the Holy Ghost. Our flyers didn't say come and be healed. Our flyers didn't say come and hear prophecy. We didn't say, we said come and make your call election sure. So we believe anybody that came here came because you want to go to heaven. And we should tell you something that will help you go to heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Brethren, I said there is hell as there is heaven. And I say, I believe it with the whole of my heart. But he said, be fearful. I was saying, so many people sneak to bride assembly. They know it is the truth. But for fear of what your Catholic father will do to you if you leave the Catholic Church. Fear of what your husband will do for you if you decided to believe what they teach here. Fear of losing your position wherever you belong. Fear. That group of people, the Bible says, there is a place reserved for them. And it's hellfire. The fearful, the second one is the unbelieving. And you say, can there be an unbeliever in the church? I have preached it before, unbelievers in the church. That's the title of that sermon. There are unbelievers in the church. There are unbelievers. Believe what? You have to believe the totality of the word of God. No wonder the Bible describes the church as a mixed multitude. He calls some sheep. He calls some goats. Inside the church, there is goat and there is sheep. I don't know which one you be. I don't know which one you be. If there is sheep, let me see your hand up. No. Hallelujah. If you are a sheep, show me evidence that you are a sheep. Evidence of a sheep. Let me show you evidence of a goat. Amen. Have you ever heard of an English terminology called headbutt? That is what the goat uses to fight with his head. Headbutt. Anytime the word of God is open to you, and then in your heart, in your mouth, you begin to say, the word of God, you read it clearly. You are saying, don't wear trousers, sister. Don't wear your ring, sister. You are a goat. You are a sheep. Once it is thus said the Lord, routine, a sheep, every time a sheep is amen. You are a sheep. A sheep is always amen. I will not wear it again. Amen. I will not fornicate again. Amen. He died by blood. I didn't know. Amen. That is a sheep. Believers, the open Bible show you clearly. The more we speak here, we say it. Christian women don't wear your ring. We have proved it in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once we prove anything in the Bible, you want to go to heaven and you are acting like candidates of hell. Drop that nonsense. Drop it, sister. I'm coming to you, brothers. Let me finish with my sisters. See, it is one who loves you that tells you the truth. I'm telling you. It is evidence I love you. Remember, I told you, my ministry is to lead people to heaven. And I believe you are not here by accident. And if God brings you before me and I don't do my ministry of telling you the truth, my judgment will be higher than your own. We have put in this ministry how a Christian should dress, how a Christian should act. I don't want to waste time on that. The same thing with brothers. We see a lot of things. A sister was in my office this evening. She said, if you see deeper life from their outward appearance, you will know this is deeper life. She told me, if you see chosen, people from chosen, from their outward appearance, you say this is chosen. Eh? He said, the bride assembly members, he said, we don't have anything to identify us. I told her, you are correct, sister, and it is bothering me too. What character do you show that you are a restored Christian? What character do you show that you are a bride of Jesus Christ? What do you have around you that anybody can come and say, hey, now this bride, the people be this? Nothing. You are not a believer. All we are saying here, you are saying with your mouth you believe, but there's nothing inside of you showing you are a believer. The next group is who? The abominable. Anything God says is abomination, is abomination. It is abomination for a man to wear that which pertains to a woman, and for a woman to wear that which pertains to a man. Which definition do you want again? Abomination is abomination. It's abominable. Homosexuality is abomination. It's abomination. Lesbianism is abomination. It's abomination. It's abomination for a Christian to enter a nightclub. It's abomination. It's abomination. It's a shameful thing for a Christian man to beat his wife. It's abomination. It's abomination for the Christian married one man go and have girlfriend outside and you're carrying Bible. It's abomination to you. It's abomination. It's abomination for a Christian to live in fornication. It's abomination for a Christian to be a thief. It's abomination. A thief is a thief. You steal from God. You steal from man. Oh, thief, not thief. It's abomination. And then murderers. And the Lord Jesus Christ defined murder for us. If you hate anybody in your heart, you are a murderer. Hatred is a spirit of murder. Whoremongers. I've said it. That's prostitutes. Prostitution. And if any man sleeps with you that has not paid your dowry, that has not married you, has made you a prostitute, a whoremonger. That's prostitution. Sorcerers, Uncle. And they fill this church. Who is a sorcerer? A sorcerer is one that goes to Babalawo. A sorcerer is one that does listen, let me correct this definition. It's not the person that goes that is the sorcerer. Eh? The person that they come to consult is the sorcerer. Do you understand? Do you understand? And what is a sorcerer's business? A sorcerer's business is to see visions of people, tell them how to solve their problem, and collect money from them. He lives by seeing vision for them. He lives by, he knows what to do to enter the spirit, solve their problem. And a Christian, the gift that we have is to lead you, to lead the people of God to heaven. And if you hear, you are a gifted brother or a gifted sister, and all you do, you use your gift for anybody that does not want to see the light of the truth of the hour, you are a sorcerer. You are a sorcerer. Because what are you looking for from him or from her? She does not want your doctrine. During the wedding of last week Saturday, I was hearing a sister that came here with her family, her husband. They are no more here. And the minister said, they confronted and they said, "What will they see again?" He said, "Hey, I am back to winners. I'm going there. There will they go now." And from the course of discussion, he said, "I stood there with two people, because anytime I have problem, and they come, gifted brethren from here, then they come to my house, come pray for me." So nobody say I don't come up Kanakota from Brad Assembly. Anytime I still have problem, I get people where they come. They come pray for me for my house. And any minister, gifted brother, gifted sister, that is your job, you are a sorcerer. You are a sorcerer. Where's the other one? Idolaters. Hey! Idolaters. I have defined who an idolater is. God does not share his glory with any man. Anytime you lift up a man beyond what God has made him as a man, he has become your idol. And Christians today have idolized their pastors, idolized their GO, idolized their bishop, idolized their pope. How do I know? There are church members that carry their pastor's picture for their body. I won't be told you say anything against their pastor, they're ready to kill you. Why? Their pastor is their idol. The brethren, Jesus Christ must be our idol. Not a man. Not a man. We are brethren. Under the same grace. We are brethren. I'm not saying you should not respect. The Bible tells us to respect those in authority, but not to worship them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What's the next one? Liars. Then plenty. There are people that will say God will say when God didn't say. Thus said the Lord. This is thus said the Lord. And the thing will not come to pass tomorrow. And when you meet them, to tell you that they are liars, when you meet them, instead of them, a true Christian, he had a voice that said, "Tell them, thus said the Lord." And then you said, "Thus said that it doesn't come to pass." If a true seed of God, you will never be free, confident to operate that gift again. You will withdraw. God, which voice they talk to me? Can God lie? No. Can God make mistake? Thus said the Lord. Do you know what it means? God said, and when God said, even you yourself, you cannot stop the word of God from coming to pass. Thus said the Lord, in 16 days, you'll be in America. 3 months don't pass. You're still there here. Then you meet that person, you say, "Well, that's what I have, now I tell you so." Well, go and pray. Now what did I see, now I tell you. That person is a liar. He said, liar. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, all of them will have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 20. Verse, if you are with me, verse 11. The white throne judgment. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. That is after the 1,000 years reign of Christ and us on earth. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. According to their works. Because the Bible says, every man shall give account of himself. Verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Let's hear some more. Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 16 was talking about hell. Luke chapter 16. I'm coming somewhere very briefly, and I will connect that to something many of us are waiting for tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 16. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Luke 16 verse, I hope I got that correct, from verse 19. The story of the rich man and Lazarus. There was a certain rich man, verse 19, Luke chapter 16, which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So he was a terribly poor Jew. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, the rich man lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which will pass through hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from hence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wilt send him to my father's house. And that's the area I want to emphasize, verse 28. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Hell is a place of torment, where every unbeliever will end up. When you die, there is a place called hell, and it is a place of torment, brethren. It's a place of torment. Unfortunately, God has not allowed anybody to go there and come back and tell us. And the reason is pure and simple. Verse 29. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Who is Moses and the prophets? They have the Bible. They have the preachers that are warning them every day there is heaven and there is hell. Let them warn them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. But church, will they repent? Church, will they repent? I know of a preacher, a popular preacher in Nigeria, that some few years back died for a number of days. And according to him, he is normally, before you invite that preacher to go and preach anywhere in your crusade, he charges millions. Hallelujah. And the angel told him, he rejected his spirit. And he thought he was a great man of God. And told him, what we sent you to do on earth is not what you did. And there are many others that are following your own way too. Now, we are giving you one more chance. Go and warn them. He came back to life shaking and calling everybody and telling them, other great men of God that this country have had, that everybody is saying, oh, Papa, this is in heaven now, Papa, this. He said, they told him, see where he is. He is in torment now. He came. He said it everywhere. But have preachers changed? Have they changed? They're still commercializing the gospel today. They're still commercializing the gospel today. That's the reason why God does not bother to send anybody from the dead to come back. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 31. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. But I pray that you hear Moses, because Moses is talking now. My name is Moses. You are hearing Moses now. Prove Abraham wrong. Prove what he was saying wrong. That there are people that we hear and repent. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Where is the location of hell? Deuteronomy 32 verse 22, if you are writing it down, speaks of the lowest hell. Lowest hell. Job 11 verse 8 speaks about deeper hell. Proverbs 9 verse 18 speaks about the depths of hell. Let me repeat. The first scripture I gave is Deuteronomy 32 verse 22. The emphasis I'm looking at in those verses is the usage that gives us the location where hell is. Hell has an address. Heaven has an address. Anytime we talk about heaven, where do we look up to? What of hell? And that's the scripture trying to substantiate it. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 22. Job chapter 11 verse 8. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 18 speaks about the depths of hell. Isaiah 14 verse 9 speaks of hell from beneath. It says hell from beneath. Ezekiel chapter 31 verse 16 speaking about the punishment for Pharaoh, speaks about casting him down to hell with them that descend into the pit. They descend into the pit. We're trying to look at where is this hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Luke chapter 10 verse 15, the prophecy concerning Capernaum, which I exalted to heaven, he said, you shall be thrust down to hell. Down to hell. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4 speaks about the angels that sinned, and they are now cast, that they were cast down to hell. They were cast down to hell. Praise God. And Amos, the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 2, says, they dig into hell. He said, they dig into hell. Says, shall my hand take them? Where are they digging? They dig into hell. And when I came across Amos chapter 9 verse 2 about digging into hell, then I remember the story of the voices that were heard with a scientific instrument. I know so many of you have heard that story. Brethren, in Russia, of course, communism has no place for God. Russia does not believe in God.